Hey everybody, thanks for joining us today. I'm here with Brock Furlong of Stampede Meat. They are doing a really neat program, in my opinion, called Chef Inside Cares, and they kind of launched this program in response to the novel coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Brock, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the program. Thank you for joining me. Tell me a little bit and tell our viewers a little bit about what started that program? What was the brainstorming that went into the Chef Inside Cares program? And explain what it is to our viewers a little bit as well.
Sure. Well, it was primarily need-based. That's where the decision-making came from. So we started to get feedback from many of our managers and many of our 1,500 associates in all of our four locations that they were struggling to get protein. They were struggling really to get many goods at the grocery stores. As the decisions were made to really shrink the amount of options in the restaurant space that people had available to them in the kinds of ways they could consume restaurant products, and probably potentially a little bit of a concern or maybe even verging on panic for people to really stock up, that meant that people that were trying to be more deliberate about their intent we're left wanting. In a period of time where there's a lot of kind of emotional and financial concern, we didn't want there to be concern around food security. We wanted to give them an option. We were fortunate enough to have protein available, and we felt it was our responsibility to at least provide that offering out so that consumers could find a way to get it that they were absolutely certain they could secure, and they didn't have to travel to 5, 6, 7, 8 different grocery stores and be disappointed that many times consecutively. So the way it works is actually very, very simple. You go online to Chef Inside Cares, you place your order, you can pay by credit card, and you choose your delivery window for Saturday. So this Saturday we're going to be on from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And they can pick a half an hour slot where they have the ability to be there. They drive into our parking lot. They drive up, they give their confirmation code. When they get to the front of the line, they pop their trunk. We show them what they purchased, and then we load it in their trunk, close their trunk. They never have to get out of their car. Because one of the other things that we heard, again, amongst our population and probably many of the articles that are out there, that the lineups to both check out and the lineups even to get in some of the grocery stores were quite extensive and leading to a lot of person-to-person contact inside of this 6-foot social distancing range that we've been provided from CDC, WHO, and now most levels of government. So we, in our execution, we said we would only do it if we knew we could keep consumers safe. And this is, they never have to leave their car. They don't even really have to roll down their window. They just have to give their confirmation, pop the trunk, in the product goes, and away they drive.
Cool. So you mentioned that ramping up, how much did you guys have to adjust or ramp up operations to get up to speed on this? Did you have to shift over lines or anything like that, or were these products you either already had or had in the works in terms of operations?
Well, given that kind of from idea on kind of midday on Monday to execution really first thing Thursday of last week, because that's really how quickly we responded, and really again driven by need, we really chose from products that we already had in process. So it was more of a shift of focus as opposed to reconfiguring lines or making different product level decisions, because we didn't really have that much time. This week we are kind of shifting the offering a little bit, just based on feedback, to give consumers a few more choices. And then we'll see kind of what feedback they give to us on that. The fortunate part of Stampede is we're very customer-centered, and one of the things that we pride ourselves on is speed to market. So when we're challenged with an issue, an opportunity from a customer, we like to think that we're faster than anybody else in the marketplace and being able to turn around and solve that issue or opportunity, because we do view ourselves as an extension of our customer strategy. In this particular case, we extended that definition to consumers because of the temporary need that's out there. So that's why we reacted in the way that we have.
Cool. So you're 1 week into it, right? So over this past weekend, you had your first pickup. Did you guys get, I guess, the expected amount of business or more than expected? What was kind of the feedback you got after the first weekend of pickups?
So the feedback from consumers was extraordinarily positive. One, that they were keeping obviously their safety, because a lot of folks, you know, kind of went to get out of the car, and we said, no, stay in the car. We want you to, you know, to be safe. So they were very pleased with that. They were pleased with how quickly they could get through the service, and they were pleased with the service to begin with, like that they knew with absolute certainty that they were going to get what they ordered. I think probably the largest challenge, I think we did about 3,000 pounds-ish, something like that, maybe 3,500 pounds. We learned a lot from execution. I don't think it would have been wise for us to, we had a cutoff for orders because we wanted to execute with precision. So we really were only open for business about 36 hours in terms of taking orders and then before we shut them off. So I would say it was a fair representation. The key challenge, Andy, honestly, was getting the word out. There is so much out there with respect to, obviously, COVID-19 updates, and that's pretty much filling our airwaves and all of our push notifications. And, you know, it's hard to keep up even with kind of the news that's flowing every day. So, you know, we were really pleased when you reached out, because this gives us another platform to at least get out there and let folks know that, you know, this is something that we're doing for them based on their need. And we'll be there for as long as they need us to be in that capacity. Once supply chains get normalized and the options exist again from both a restaurant and a retail standpoint, we're quite likely to take a step back unless consumers really believe that or through the feedback they really want us to maintain it.
Well, and I know, it seems like a very unique program. So, you know, hopefully people start jumping on it and giving it some publicity in terms of what it is, because, you know, take nothing away from what the industry is doing as a whole. You know, they're the first inclination is always to donate, right? You know, so donate to food banks, and that's important. But I thought this was a very cool program. So, is there anything else you guys need to do moving forward beyond just getting the word out better or anything like that to increase production, things like that?
We're up and running now from a kind of a website standpoint. Really, the key is for us to let people know that they have this option. That's what we're really focused on. So there is going to be, you know, some radio mentions and some things like that, not that are paid for, because we just don't believe in that are just, as folks are finding out about this, they want to let the communities know. It's been very difficult for us to do that with, obviously, you know, most city halls closed down and people working from home and churches not active. And, you know, the normal ways that we would let people know about this really aren't, they don't avail themselves to us at this particular time. So, you know, it's really been kind of by word of mouth primarily that, you know, we've even had the success that we've had. We have no issue scaling it. We can scale it to, you know, really whatever size the local Chicago community needs. You did mention food banks. We did go to that actually initially. That's where our conversation started. Unfortunately, most of what we do is in bulk sizes, and that really didn't fit the greater Chicago Food Depository strategy, because they're really focused on kind of emergency kind of meal boxes for families, and our sizes were just way outside of what they required in terms of portion size that they were targeting. So if they go ultimately back to serving meals and doing that sort of thing, then we're going to clearly play a role there. But until that time, we just weren't a fit with kind of what we were doing and kind of what we had immediately available, because that was really the critical concern, is what we could do right away.
Great. Brock, anything else you want to add on this? Obviously, you know, hopefully I know I shared it on my own personal social media, being from the South and Southwest side and having a network of people there. So hopefully that gets the word out. But beyond, you know, just kind of spreading the word, anything else you wanted to mention on the Chef Inside Cares program or what you guys are doing in terms of it?
Well, first, thank you for sharing it, because that's maybe the biggest ask that we can have, is that people use their considerable networks to get the word out, so that at least people know they have the option. I would say, you know, the second thing that I would say is, you know, that we, you know, if, you know, we're all kind of in this together. And so, you know, I'm out there with the team while they're executing this and helping kind of lift boxes into trunks and that sort of thing. So, you know, part of this, you know, is very positive and therapeutic for us as well. So I wanted to thank anyone that does in fact engage, because while we're helping them, there is probably no end to the amount that they're actually helping us, that we actually feel like we're making a positive contribution to the well-being of the community as we kind of work our way through this pandemic.
Brock, thanks again so much for your time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and obviously, you know, it doesn't matter that I say it, but keep up the good work over there at Stampede Meat.
Andy, thank you very much. And to you and your family, please stay safe as well.